Right now I'm just sitting here at our open weekend festival in New Rotterdam. You may hear in the background some singing. That's the main stage. That's in front of me. Behind me is a semicircle of different shops. Last few days have been really quite exciting in the sense that it's just been non-stop, ongoing, lashing rain and wind, and that's really made it impossible for our tent suppliers to put up the tents. So they've just been sitting around in their big camions. What you hear right now behind me is a forklift just driving by with tables for the main restaurant tent. That restaurant tent takes up the whole of the square in front of the temple, for those of you who have been here. And it's just a little after noon. Today, fortunately, it's not raining, although it was early in the morning. It's overcast with occasional sun, and it's nice and cool. The weather's just right. If it was like this on the whole weekend, we'd easily have in excess of 10,000 guests. Usually have anywhere between 6 to 10. If the weather's too hot, people stay at the lake and swim. If it's raining too much, then that's too much of an adventure for them. But if it stays overcast the way it is, they don't really have anything else to do other than to just come and visit New Rotterdam. And so things are still in the setup stage, although more or less everything's ready to go. This it's called a buchu. Fair is what my mother said is the equivalent word. Anyway, it's a weekend fair, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. It's for many people a annual event. They come here to see what new things have developed in New Rotterdam. They come to see the devotees. If they're down in the Balaton, which is the nearby lake, and the prime vacation spot in Hungary, not just for Hungarians, but for Germans, Austrians, people in the surrounding countries, they come and drop by. So we have many, many repeat visitors, regular visitors. And this year, what they're going to see more of, which you can also see if you go on the in the news, I didn't have any more other place to put it, was the newly set up Raja Project pavilions. You saw videos of the pavilions as they were delivered earlier on in the summer. And four pavilions got set up yesterday. They were transported by ox cart from the back of the Grihastha quarters to the first one went to Vishramgat, the next one went to Janmasthan, the third one went to Sanket, and the fourth one up to Gokula. They're really coming up, these holy places. They're really looking extremely beautiful. They're not a small time or amateur endeavor. The patterns and designs in which the walking stones are laid down are beautiful. The pavilions themselves are really, really nice, admirable, if I may say. The Vishramgat, the lake that was made of the Jamuna is really beautiful. It's full of round stones. The water is crystal clear. I'm not sure whether it would always stay that way, but it's like that now. There's a beautiful waterfall, and there's room there for 25 devotees can take bathe in the water or take the holy Jamuna on their heads. Janmasthan is very, very nice. The garden part of Janmasthan will come later on, probably after the Namhara camp. As right now we're really busy trying to do at least another two or three, one more, which will be Brahmargat down by the Jamuna, by the larger lake up here on the top near the temple, and then Barsana and Nandagram, both of which are really major undertakings because they require, especially Nandagram, is the building of a large Nandeshwar hill, and Nandagram, well, that's building two hills, Vishnu Parvat and Brahmagiri, and Brahmagiri has four heads, and there's a lake in there, a Parikramarg. It's really a major undertaking. Actually, I'm really surprised that Janmasthan hasn't been snapped up by any donors or supporters. Both Janmasthan and Vishramgat have been actually built at present out of cash flow. So devotees who would like to sponsor those, you can see the pictures of them in the news, and please get in touch with me. We're anxious to find some sponsors for the balance of the six outstanding holy places. And that will be one of the things which our guests will here get the opportunity to see, something that they haven't seen before. In addition to which is the beautiful paving on road leaving to New Brajadam. Any guests, devotees who've been here before, you know that that could be quite a muddy affair walking down, and at best it was a dirt road which could be very dirty in the summer heat. Now it's beautifully paved, and that was a major undertaking, major expenditure, and something that really brings up the profile of New Brajadam. So repeated visitors will really appreciate that. I'm manning the question and answers booths over here. Tomorrow we're expecting the Indian ambassador. He was kind enough to come to Rath Yatra. He's also coming here. This will be the third time that he's come to New Brajadam. And Karnamrita Devidas, he is also here to sing twice a day. Very kind of her to come here all the way from Italy. And of course we have devotees from all over the Yatra. We have devotees from Budapest and Eger and Pécs and Kecskemét, and of course New Brajadam, and other congregational members coming. It's really not a one-man show here. There's a phenomenal amount of cooking going on, unbelievable amount of eating taking place. There's so many guests to be taken care of, spoken to. The temple room, I was just speaking to Sripati, who's manning the book table that's taking up the inner courtyard, the entire inner courtyard of the temple. They're planning to do 2.5 million forints, which is in the range of almost $20,000. That would really be a phenomenal book distribution effort. I was encouraging them to sell sets, just multiple numbers of books to people rather than one. As I went to get my recorder over here in the question and answer tent, Chaitanya Chandra's over there. Lady walked in there, said, "I want a Bhagavad Gita." "Well, here's a Bhagavad Gita for you." And she took a Bhagavad Gita. It's very exciting, and there's a lot more people here than are usually here on Fridays. It looks like a really good start to the festival. And as I'm looking over here to my right, people coming up the hill, they're just like pouring in. People are just coming in groups and families, one after another. And I hope that Prasadam tent gets going, because it's what everyone wants to do when they come here. They all want to take Krishna Prasadam. I'm sure Srila Prabhupada would be very happy because he always wanted that people would come and that they should eat. Festival is never complete unless guests are able to eat. And I don't know if I mentioned about the ice cream and participate in what Balabhadra Prabhu when he came in America, called the Radhe Shyam experience. Actually, everything that's going on here is for the glorification of Radhe Shyam, and they're managing everything. Ultimately, we're bringing everyone here so that they get to see Radhe Shyam Sundar, they get to bow down to Radhe Shyam, and appreciate the wonder of Srila Prabhupada's teachings and gift to Hungary, to the world, the real gift of pure devotional service and love of God. Okay, I'm gaining, going back in the question and answers tent. There's people over here, and ultimately I should work for my keep as well. Hare Krishna.